one person's life. Somebody sponsored that young boy, and it was almost like throwing that stone into some water, and the ripples then are going out, and now he's able to do the work he's doing in his country. And I know that there's, you know, Emma and I sponsor some children through Compassion. People who've been to New Wine in the past, people who've been to Naturally Supernatural will have heard about Compassion. And I know that there are other people here in church who also have Compassion children. So can you put your hands up if you sponsor a child through Compassion? Yeah, look at all them hands. Isn't that amazing? So I wanted to ask one or two people just the names of their children and where they're from. And so we're going to start here with the Reeds, because I know that you guys sponsor some children. So can you tell me, I don't know who's going to talk from your family, tell me about one of your children, because I think you sponsor a few children, don't you? Do you want to start?
Well, my sponsor's called Shandy, and she's from the Philippines, and she goes to school, and she's quite wealthy, but not that wealthy.
Okay, so she's from the Philippines. How old is she?
She's 9.
Okay, and what about, have you got a child yourself?
Mine's called Angie and she's from Guatemala and she's 11.
There's Alejandra from Colombia, she's 15.
Amazing. What we decided to do in our family, the child that we're going to talk to you a little bit about our visit is called Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is from Uganda. And Elizabeth's birthday is on the same day as my birthday. So we share the same birthday, the 25th of May. So we decided, we started sponsoring Elizabeth about 12 years ago when she was very little. So we decided for each of our children, we would look for a child that had the birthday on their birthdays. So each of our children have got a child who's got the, share the same birthday of them. So when we're celebrating our birthdays, we can remember our children. Anyone else put their hands up? Ali, you put your hand up. Can you tell us a little bit about your child? Can you tell us a little bit about the letters and writing? And, you know, what is it about sponsoring a child that you like?
Our child is Gloria and she lives in Ghana. Similar birthday to Leah, 30th of August, not the 31st of August as Leah's is. But I don't know, I get really excited when I get a letter from her. And you know what's so precious? She they actually respond. If you ask questions, she'll respond, and she draws little pictures, and we've actually got a picture up in our house. She's drawn a picture of me and Pete together, you know, that we've got in a frame. And it's so great just to see her maturing as she goes through, because, you know, over the years, you can see, and her English is really good, and, you know, yeah, it's just, I get really excited when I get a letter. And they do it electronically now, so it comes a lot quicker. You know, it used to take ages, but it's much better now.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Well, I was going to speak, I talked to Stuart about this. Stuart, you use the Compassion app, don't you? We don't use the Compassion app. We get the letters through the post, and then we reply, we return the letter back. But Stuart, can you tell us a little bit about the Compassion app, because you found that really useful?
Yeah, we found the Compassion app fantastic, because my brother's a lot better than this than I am, and Emma a lot better this than I am. And the app really makes it so much easier to do this, because you get all the information about the children you sponsor on the homepage of the app, and then you get the letter through the app. And then what I do is, as soon as I get that letter, you can actually reply back to that letter through the same app, and then you've got someone who will translate that and send it back to the child. So it just means that you can, on the go, you know, when you're in a queue or when you're waiting somewhere, you can very quickly pick up stuff and then respond to it there and then. So.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, one of our children is called Sunday, and Sunday, again, is from Uganda. Sunday's actually birthday is on the same date as Sam's birthday in July, and he's 20 years old now. And so Emma and I are already starting to wonder sort of what sort of age we're going to sponsor them up to, and whether or not you get to a point where they are not a child any longer and they're going to, you know, not need sponsoring, and whether then we can sponsor another child. But Linda, I know you were talking to Emma, wasn't you, about one of your children that was getting a bit older. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, we sponsored Court, who was in Thailand from age 4 until 18, and then he graduated the program, so we our sponsorship finished then. So that was just about 2 months ago, and we've now started to sponsor a little girl called Christabel, and she is in Ghana.
Yeah, brilliant. So it's really amazing to hear all these stories. You know, Emma and I are very passionate about Compassion. That was one of the reasons why when in January we went out to see Elizabeth. So I'm going to hand over to Emma now, and we're going to show you just a few videos about our visit, but don't panic, it's only a few. We're not going to show you all our holiday photos. Nothing worse is it. Somebody gets out, oh, I've been on holiday, I'm going to show you all my pictures. But I think we just wanted to show you, because we've been out and we've seen a compassion project where a child, and we've seen the effect that that has on their family, that was the reason we wanted to share a little bit with you.
Yes, so here she is. Isn't she beautiful? We've been sponsoring her for 12 years. She's now 15. She lives in Uganda. So do you want to play the little film? So she lives in a rural area, really, really remote in Uganda. It's a very beautiful, lush country. The road looks really great here, but actually the road soon after this film was taken became really, really bad, really rutted. In fact, at one point we didn't know how we were going to get through. And every now and again through the trees you see very small round houses with like leaves that they use, like palm branches that they use for roofs. And that was similar to Elizabeth's village. So in a minute you're going to see the Compassion Centre where we first met Elizabeth. And all I can say is on that journey, Nick and I, we were so excited. But we went from excitement to having tears coming down our face because we knew it was such a significant thing for the family. We wondered if she was nervous, how she felt. We were nervous too. So we went into the room that's the compassion room, and we stood, and they're really, really into these long introductory welcomes. And all we were thinking was, we want to see her, we want to see her. And you have to go through a formal process, you have to sign the child protection policy. They're very, very thorough in making sure that your intentions are good, which we found to be a great comfort to us. And we stood there, and all of a sudden, behind us, I had the sense somebody was behind us. And I turned around, and there she was. And she had her head down, she was so shy, she hardly dared look at us, but we just both just hugged her. It was the most precious moment. If I could relive that moment, I would love to. And she looked up and her eyes were full of tears and her father was behind her. It was a really, really treasured moment. So we didn't unfortunately get that on video. It wasn't possible to capture that moment. But you're going to see a little bit about the Compassion Centre. It's a video so it's not remarkable.
I'll put the video on now and then
talking. Yeah. So they prepared some food for us, and can you see in the background, lots of children started to come out of the trees and the bushes to see what was happening and look at us and point at us. It was really, really, it was an unusual feeling that. Yeah, they're all gathered there, a bit nervous about coming over. And in a minute, you're going to see they drive around on motorbikes, and these are often taxis that will take people into the local towns. That was the car we travelled in. This next building is the kitchen where they prepare food. So the Compassion Project enables people to work for Compassion and prepare the food. Those rocks there are the fire that our food was cooked on. So they cook outdoors. And in a minute,
That's the pulpit. Imagine preaching from there.
That's the pulpit. And this is the Compassion Building where Elizabeth gets her education, her meals, she gets immunisations. And that is a remarkable building because that's a completed building. In Uganda, there's so many half-built buildings where they just have run out of money and you get to two or three bricks high and they haven't completed a building. So we were so encouraged to see that she actually has a proper facility. And the writing that you see on the doorway is a welcome, and they welcome children from other faiths are welcome there. It's not just for Christian children. They have Bible verses outside, and they're clear that it is a Christian charity. She's taught from the Bible. So there were so many brilliant, encouraging things.
Okay, there is sound on the next video, but you can keep talking, Emma, over a little bit. You see the mosquitoes there. The reason why I wanted to keep the sound on this one is that...
Here they are. Hello, wave. Hello, everybody. All these beautiful children.
They're so happy. They're so full of joy.
This is the project that Elizabeth goes to. We see here. The building where she meets. She comes twice a week. Where she's fed and she's looked after medically. And also learn skills. So we're going to get a lift now to Elizabeth's house.
So the next film, Nick's going to talk about it, is where we actually go to Elizabeth's house.
Yeah, so once we've been to the project and, you know, we meet, it's like very formal where you're greeting people and they've got the pastor there and the senior pastor and we actually then went to her village, which is about 3 kilometres away. It doesn't show up very well on the screen, that. If you can see the house on the right-hand side, that is the traditional Ugandan house that her family would have lived in, but actually through compassion, they've been able to build this house next door, which is still just like a shed that you and I perhaps would have in our garden. One of the reasons for that is that Elizabeth's mum isn't very well. Emma and I was able to pray with her mum and her dad, James. So here's a picture of us stood on their door, and you can see her mum's on crutches. She's got very swollen joints. And it was the thing that struck us, you know, we've sponsored Elizabeth, but it's not only Elizabeth that actually has benefited from that. Elizabeth's family benefited from that. Compassion have helped that family in terms of building a house because Elizabeth's mum isn't well. And also in terms of some medical help, because that's not something that you get over in Africa. There isn't such things as the NHS. I'm going to tell you a little bit of the story. We've nearly finished now. I'm just going to play a little video, kids. I don't know if you want to watch this. Can you imagine what it must be like to have never seen bubbles before in your life, and then all of a sudden you see bubbles? So everybody gets invited around. You'll see the children here dressed quite smartly because they all put their Sunday best on, and all the extended family come, and all the people from the village.
Yeah.
So we took some gifts. They recommend you take a rucksack, so you don't want to take too many gifts to overwhelm a child, but you do want to. So the adults were actually enjoyed it as well. I think what strikes you, you know, we have so much, don't we? And yet it's sometimes the real simple things that we just take for granted that they really appreciate. And we're going to see Elizabeth just skipping. You'll see Elizabeth skipping now. Elizabeth's 15 now, so Elizabeth is getting a little bit older. But they're all relatives, younger. She's an only child, which is very unusual in an African family. We're not quite sure why. But she's obviously done skipping before. So this is our last picture, because as I said, I don't want this to go on too long, because we've got another video to show you which will probably sum up better than our own kind of videos, which aren't done very well. When we first got to Elizabeth's house, we were invited into this room that is their living room. They have one living room, and I think it's probably about as big as the men's toilets here. I don't know whether it's as big as the ladies. I don't know whether the ladies is the same. But it's that sort of size room. And you can see those plastic chairs that people were sat on outside. Well, I'm petrified. I'm going to go through mine because I'm so heavy. And they're not really strong enough for me. But anyway, we survived. And we go through this process again of being welcomed. So James officially welcomes us to his house. And then his brother spoke, and then the pastor spoke again, and eventually it was our turn. And so I was sort of thanking them for having us and telling them about my children. And then all of a sudden, behind me, I saw this. Can you see that there? This is the only piece of furniture that they've got in their day room. And I literally stopped mid-sentence and said, just hold on a minute. And I took the 2 steps across to go to it. And there were the pictures that we'd sent over the 12 years displayed on their thing. And then Elizabeth went and got a folder. And this folder contained every letter that we'd sent over the 12 years. And she was showing us through it. And it was such a precious thing for her because she has so little. Very powerful stuff. So Emma and I wanted just to show you a little bit about our visit. But there's a video here about some other sponsors who went to visit their child. You know, I don't know how many sponsors visit their children, probably not many, it's certainly not maybe the norm, but I wanted to play this video to you because we've seen a video which has come at it from the aspect of the child, the difference being sponsored that makes to a child's life, but I think this video kind of shows the difference it makes to the sponsor's life. You know, when Emma and I first started sponsoring children, we thought we was just helping someone, we thought we was just giving some money. boy, were we wrong.
I believe it's all about the one. If we can make a difference in one person's life, then who knows what that can lead to?
We take so much for granted in the Western world, and you know, when you visit a compassion child and you see firsthand, you realize what is important.
We're not able to see our compassion girls grow. We have photographs of them. Those photographs are side by side with our own daughters and our grandchildren.
Violet was quite little and now she's 14 and growing up fast, so it's going to be quite exciting to actually see her in person.
This is for us a dream come true, to visit the girl that has been in our prayers, on our hearts, in our thoughts for 11 years.
When the family gets a visit, it is actually a blessing. The child meets the sponsor, and the child can never imagine I'll ever see this person physically, apart from photos and communication in letters. But when there's this sponsor coming physically, wow, it's just breathtaking. And it's a blessing to the families.
When we were maybe 50 meters away, we could hear them. The windows were up, but we could still hear them singing their hearts out. She appeared out of nowhere. I didn't see her coming. But she just threw herself at me. And I don't think I will ever forget that moment. It was like we'd known each other ever since she was born, and that we'd been apart for so long.
You're not just sponsoring some random person who you never know anything about. Each child is known by somebody. They are cared for, they are looked after.
I think about the staff, how passionate they are to see these kids thrive and flourish.
We want to add value on these children's lives. That means economically, spiritually, they know what to do.
We only play a small part, but to see the day-to-day running of the project that provides hope, Violet, I will always remember that and remind myself that she's being cared for.
Looking at each person on that photograph that plays a part in Violet's life, and I think that was the thing that struck me, you know, that it's not just us, each member of staff plays a part in making sure she thrives, making sure she reaches her full potential. And that's what really struck me. It will really be treasured.
I realise that I can't change the world, but I know Linda and I can make a difference in more children's lives. The only thing that I know for sure is that our lives are not going to be the same again.
Okay, so it just gives you an idea of how, when if you sponsor a child, how you connect to that child, how they become part of your lives. And certainly us as a family have had our lives enhanced by sponsoring children. It's something that Emma and I very purposely did with our children, just to sort of encourage them and show them about watching out for those people who've got less than we have. So our question to you this morning is, could you sponsor a child through compassion? Now, a lot of you already are sponsoring children. That's fabulous. And there's also lots and lots of amazing charities that work with people in the poorer parts of the world. Tear Fund, we've got Source of Hope, haven't we, in our own church. So, you know, for some people, it may be that they're already committed to something, and that's brilliant, and we would encourage you to keep going, keep doing what you're passionate about. But for those of you who have maybe listened this morning and watched and maybe feel that perhaps it's something that you can do, we've actually got some cards here, which are going to be at the back on a table, of children who are looking for sponsorship. So I've just got three here. We've got Gertrude, who's 5, and she's from Uganda. got a little boy called Balba from Uganda. He's 5. And then we've got this fellow. I don't know whether you can see that. Fernando didn't want his picture taken. He's only 3 years old. But you'll be able to come and see these at the back. You know, if you're a grandparent, it might be something that you could do with your grandchildren by way of helping to teach them, or as a parent. And if you already sponsor a child, then, you know, could you sponsor another one? As we've talked about compassion, there's the sponsor, there's the child, and then it's within a project, within a church. So Emma and I have seen firsthand that these children are being looked after, that these children are, as they talked about, added value. You know, and again, what we saw, it's not just a feeding program, it's not just an education program, it's a whole thing, it's soul, spirit, body and mind that compassion works with these children. But obviously there's a cost, and we have to be able to afford that cost. It costs 83 pence a day to sponsor a child, which is £25 a month, which over a year is a significant amount of money at £300. So we just want to leave that with you. Emma's just going to come and pray now, aren't you, just to close the service. Perhaps, Steve, we could have a song at the end, repeat perhaps one of the songs. So if the band would like to come up while Emma's praying. And then come and talk to us. If you just want some more information, come and talk to us. But thank you for letting us share about compassion.
Children, there is a sheet here. Thank you, God, if you would like to write prayers down or colour things in. That's at the back. In our prayers this morning, we're going to pray for the Christie family. I don't know whether you know, but